This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death. And ain't that the truth, huh? Sinful passions aroused by the law, right? Don't touch that lighter, my father said to me as I stuck my thumb in there, seared my flesh for 5 years. Or speed limit. You're fine, even if it said five, you're driving 5 miles an hour, now there's a speed limit. The sinful passions aroused by the law, that is, someone that says, don't do that, ruins everything. You were doing fine until that happened. Don't do that. Bearing fruit unto death, Paul called it. Now, back again to our main verse. The wages of sin is death. But now, having been delivered, I'm in verse 6, having been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in newness of the Spirit and not in oldness of the letter. New and old, new and old. You see that? Once again, he's comparing the two. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 4:7. New and old, new and old. That we should serve in the newness of the Spirit, not in the oldness of the letter. What's the letter? That's the rock that God wrote in with his own hand, right? With his own finger. The fingers of God, Moses got sore at and smashed on the ground. The letter. 2 Corinthians 4:7. Says, if the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which was passing away, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be much more glorious? He's comparing the old and the two. The letter and the Spirit. The letter and the Spirit. The letter kills. Don't do that. The Spirit is life. How will the ministry of the Spirit not be much more glorious? Verse 9, for if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in glory. Verse 10, for even what was made glorious had no glory in its respect because of the glory that excels. For if what is passing away was glorious, then what remains is much more glorious. Paul always does this, always compares old and new together. He shows you the meaning, the death of the old, ministry of death, ministry of condemnation. The law's design is to condemn you as a sinner. And the grace of the Holy Spirit is designed to forgive you of your sins. And God provided a way, his son Jesus Christ took your place, died on the cross for you so that you could be free and have eternal life and have all your sins obliterated. That's good news, isn't it? But can you see why the Jews and Jewish wannabes hate the Apostle Paul, this teaching? Now, church, everyone here, you have all learned some deep truths in this church this past year, and quite honestly, you have all have learned some advanced theology here in this church. Now, the next time someone tries to bring you back under bondage or under the law, and someone tries to tell you, well, Paul kept Torah, as they call it, you, church, are loaded for bear. Everyone in this church, everyone who's been coming to this church for a while, knows where to go to defend the truth. The next time someone tries to bring you back under the law to be right with God. Right? Any questions you ask me, and we'll go over it again. I want everyone to be a professional Christian. Like all the other professionals. Football, bowlers, baseball. What's wrong with being a professional Christian? What's wrong with it? I don't see anything wrong with it. How about the entire book of Hebrews? Hebrews 8:8. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Verse 13, in that he says a new covenant, God has made the first obsolete. Now what's becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish, poof, away. Goodbye, law. I am not your slave anymore. I am now willingly the slave of the man to glory, Jesus Christ. I give him my life for what he's done for me. He has set me free. We are no longer slaves of sin. Is there anyone in this church that used to be a slave of sin? Do you remember what it used to be like? Can someone help me here? Don't you feel free now? That you don't have to sin anymore like you used to? Power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you? Isn't that a great feeling? Aren't you grateful for what he's done? One last verse there. That was Galatians 3:24. The law was. The law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. All this is why Paul says what he says in today's text. Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you might be married to another, to him who was raised up from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God. That was Romans 7:4. Okay, we got time. We got to look at one last section here. Verse 7. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. On the contrary. You gotta love this guy. On the contrary. They hated this guy. Read the reports about Paul. Oh, he was a fat, bald-headed Jew with a hook nose. They hated this guy. Is the law sin? On the contrary. I would not have known sin except through the law. Get it? Here you are, minding your own business. And then someone says, God says, don't do that. Now you got a problem. For reasons I don't understand, he says he wasn't going to hold you accountable for that. You still won't make it into heaven without faith, BC. I would not have known sin except through the law. For I would not have known covetousness. All right, now, covetous and lust are the same Greek word. That's why some translations switch the words around. It's the same word. That's why I've translated it by the same word. Some other translations are different. I have, in my Bible, I would not have known lust if the law had not said, you shall not lust. But the New King James says, I would not have known covetousness unless the law had said, you shall not covet. I've been saying this all along, haven't I? Now, once again, and not since God and Cain talked about it all those years ago, sin personified. Sin, verse 8, take an opportunity. Do you see that? Sin's now got legs on it. Sin, and this is because of the law. Sin take an opportunity by the commandment, sin, take an opportunity by the commandment, produced in me all manner of evil. For apart from the law, sin was dead. And I was alive once. Notice how the word I now has come into this text. There's been no I anywhere in here up until chapter 7. Now we got the word I. You think he's in the Navy? I. Me. Sin, taken opportunity by the commandment, produced in me all manner of evil, let's call it desire, concupiscence. For apart from the law, sin was dead. I was alive once apart from the law. But when the commandment came, don't do that, sin revived and I died. See, sin's got a mind of its own. Speaking of Cain, God told him, sin was crouching at your door and its desire is for you. Sin's got legs and it wants to take you out. It's knocking at your door too. It's crouching at your door like a cat or a thief. And again, here we've got the same thing. Sin, perhaps I should say sin in you, dormant, sleeping. Taking advantage of the commandment that says, thou shalt not. And it revives and proceeds to produce in you all manner of evil desire. Verse 10. The commandment, which was to bring life, I found to bring death. For sin, taken occasion by the commandment, it deceived me. And by it, it killed me. And here comes the killer of all. The commandment now says to the dormant sin on the inside of you, it says, the wages of sin is death. Pray for the poor soul now. You're doing fine, minding your own business. The law says the wages of sin is death. This activated in him utter despair. Which is why he's going to cry out at the end of the chapter, oh, wretched man that I am. Wretched. Who will deliver me from this body of death? In Rome, for condemned prisoners, they would take a body of a rotting corpse and they'd strap it onto your back. And you walked around like this until you dropped dead from a rotting corpse on your back, which is what we believe that he meant by that. Who will deliver me from this body of death that's strapped on the back of me? Who will deliver me? Chapter 8, verse 1 gives us the answer. I thank God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We'll get to that. That'll be next week. Lord, we thank you for your word.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time. for WGOD Radio. All truth.